This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Migrants seeking asylum here in the U.S. have scored a win over the Trump administration. AP's Jackie Quinn explains.
Immigrants' rights group sued the Trump administration after Attorney General William Barr announced that to deter migrants from illegally entering the U.S., the government wouldn't offer bond hearings. Lawyers say they're not dangerous. They can reunite with relatives and find lawyers to help handle their claims. Judge Marsha Peckman agrees it's unconstitutional. She's ordered the government to provide a bond hearing within 7 days of a request by any immigrant demonstrating a credible fear of persecution if they're returned to their homeland. If the hearing isn't granted in 7 days, they must be released. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Libyan official says an airstrike late Tuesday hit a detention center for mainly migrants from Africa outside the capital Tripoli, killing at least 40 people and wounding 80 others. Fighting for control of Tripoli between Libya's internationally recognized government and the Libyan National Army of a rival government led by General Gaddafi Haftar has been raging for months in the Tripoli suburbs with little progress made. The LNA denies responsibility for Tuesday's airstrike, blaming what it calls pro-government militias. And the United States designated a major anti-Pakistan militant organization conducting deadly attacks against local and foreign targets in the South Asian nation as a global terrorist. Islamabad promptly welcomed the move, which prohibits U.S. citizens from engaging in any transactions with members of the so-called Balochistan Liberation Army. And all of their property in the U.S. are blocked. The outlet BLA considered the largest and most effective of several Baloch militant groups fighting the Pakistani rule in the province. This is VOA News. The Trump administration.